The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Just to give you a little background about our first reading, King Nebuchadnezzar was a Chaldean king who captured Jerusalem, destroyed the city and the temple, and they took many of the noble families back with him to Babylon, to his city, so that in a way they can be indoctrinated in their own culture, in their own values, and in their own religion. And that's where the story, you know, comes in. Abednego, Madrach, and Meshach were Israeli Jewish men that were given Babylonian names and were, you know, taught in Babylonian schools. But when the time came in for them to worship this new pagan god, the statue that, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar built, they refused to worship the pagan god. And as a result, they were thrown into the fire as a punishment, but God saved them. And in a way, it made King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians more open to the religion and to the God of the Jewish people. It's a story about peer pressure, societal pressure. Like I said, the Israelites found themselves in a foreign land with foreign customs, foreign beliefs, foreign values, foreign religion. And it was so easy for them to follow the customs of the land. And the author, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is trying to give them strength and encouragement not to give in, but to resist, because God will come to their help. I think that's appropriate for us today. In a way, we live in a different culture. We live in a secular world that tries to get us to follow the ways of the world. And it's a lot of pressure on us, especially a lot of pressure on our children and our teenagers and young adults. They feel that our faith kind of constrains them, makes them almost like slaves. They can't do this, can't do that, can't do this. And they see what the world offers is freedom. But what Jesus tells us in the gospel, that's not true freedom. Because once we get ourselves into sin, into practicing things that are not good for us, it becomes addictive. Lying can become addictive. Cheating can become addictive. Pornography, as we're seeing many of young people becoming slaves of pornography. That's not true freedom. True freedom comes when we live in the words in Jesus, when we apply them in our lives. Because no matter how difficult it is, no matter what the obstacles, God will always free us from that and give us the victory, just like he gave Jesus on the cross. So as we enter and prepare ourselves to Holy Week, I think it's kind of good for us to take a few minutes and, you know, reflect on today. What am I enslaved to? What are things of the world that I have become addicted to that I cannot let go? And turn to God and ask for deliverance, for help, so we can be truly free.